Greetings, fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 3rd of December in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2023. This is Yours Truly, Myr. We have a chat room, yourstrulymyr.chatango.com. And be sure and visit republicbroadcasting.org or call them. And here's another way that you can help and help yourself is the book drive. This is the third week in the second annual book drive from John Stadtmiller's library. And this one, I guess the drawing will be tonight in the 7 o'clock, the second hour of Central Time of Steve Elkin's show, Off the Beaten Path. And it's a super package. And you need to have $100 at least sent in and to be eligible for the drawing. And if you don't get it this time, it'll be useful in the next time there's a drawing. So now what's in this package is, let me see. Whole grab bag. The Bill of Rights Handbook. 2 copies, Citizens Rule Book, 3 copies, Year of the Rat, How Bill Clinton Compromised U.S. Security for Chinese Cash, hardcover, by Edward, what's his name, Timberlake, and William C. Triplett. Another item is the Ron Paul Uprising, a DVD. They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. That's by regular RBN guest and co-host Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan. The New World Order, defeated by Grambo, the prophet. And here we have Grambo's message in front of book. It's copyright 2005, Austin, Texas. While I copyright this book, I give full permission for you to copy any part of it. Since it is the works of God, not me. This says what Grambo says. Inquiry should be addressed to Grambo at 4703 Burnett Road, Austin, Texas, 78756. Plus, on top of all this, bonus t-shirt, bumper sticker, and RBN coffee mug. So that sounds like a great deal. And you can send inquiries to mike@republicbroadcasting.org or boardop@republicbroadcasting.org. Subject, Black Friday RBN deal. And PayPal is at mike@republicbroadcasting.org. That's the official RBN PayPal account. And please mention Black Friday deal or book package in the message section. Or call email listed above, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Leave a message speaking clearly with phone number and or email. And what else we have here? Okay, donations, gifts, that goes to republicbroadcasting.org/donations. Speak to Mike, Julie, Sam, Frank, and let us know that you want to enter the drawing. Please include a phone number with any correspondence so we can contact winners and or thank you for contributing. No one's private information will be used for any purpose other than internal communication. No spam or list will include your contact information. RBN does not send any newsletters or self-promotion or self-provide offer your information to any third party. And remember, $100 is the minimum requirement for entry to the drawing. Please contact us for more details or any questions. Okay, so that's quite a big gift there you would receive. Now, you know, I gotta say this because I forgot both times I had Michael Gaddy on giving up his Sundays. MichaelGaddy.substack.com. MichaelGaddy.substack.com. And I had made a chat room for him too. It's RebelMadmanRadio.chatango.com. And that link is in there. And some of the articles from that link are posted in there too. Get a taste for some of this wonderful work he does and has done for 42 years. And we're all learning. And I heard Sherry in Kansas talking to Dave Kopacz, who might not have a chance to listen and find out what we never knew we never knew. And she very conjointly shared with him a lot of information that we didn't know we didn't know. You know, and it's been from the beginning of this country. You know, they want us to put something else in front of God. So they tell us founding fathers. And you don't call anyone father but Father in Heaven. And they weren't. They're men just like today, mostly godless and greedy. But not all. Some of them were very devout Christians and very, very much on a good path. But the ones that got to put legislation through and confirm the Constitution, even though they were supposed to just be going to Philadelphia to correct things in the Articles of Confederation. Instead, they were purposely there to just trash it and start this Constitution, which has been said by Gary Wayne, for one, who talks about Genesis 6, that the Constitution was designed to destroy Christianity. And so it's kind of a sad state of affairs, but it's good to know the truth, you know. And if you don't, you remain a child, as Cicero said. You have to know what came before you. Let's see, what else I have on my list here? Oh, yeah. And Dr. Day, and that her two shows with me have been playing. They played over the Thanksgiving break. And they played last night. I thank Frank for that. I can't get enough. I hear it every time I hear them. I hear more in there. And it's a voice we've lost now. So we have to enjoy what she left with us. But her tagline was always, we have to change the way we think, live, act, eat, and handle stress. This is how she got well from nearly being killed. Cancer that she admits she gave herself. We always give it to ourselves. She was working around the clock, operating and drinking black coffee and sugar things to keep awake. And it took its toll. So it's not just our diet. It's all of it together. And a lot of it handles stress. But like we talked about before, about thinking, that's the first thing. We don't realize we're in control of those thoughts, what we let in. And as Jerry Marcinski pointed out, you know, we have guardian angels assigned to us, but they have to be invited in to help us. And so we need to be in prayer and repent and give forgiveness and receive forgiveness. But the demonic forces, these energetic entities, don't have to have permission. They just jump right in and they feast on negative energy, which usually, you know, results from traumatic experiences or even brain injury, and opens the door to them. So we have to be on guard for that, because whenever we start thinking things negatively, mostly about ourselves, that's what they do. They tell us we're nobody likes you, you know, you're hated, you're ugly, you're blah, blah, blah. And once they move in and really stay, it destroys people, and this is the root of schizophrenia. Because they found with this Mace method that John Mace had been a captain of a merchant marine, and he came across how you can bring these energies up and dissolve them, and they dissipate, and they're gone. And it just happens so rapidly. So there again, it's positive energy and getting rid of these negative things that not only hurt us, but speaking of energies, energetic entities, and this is all around us, the unseen world, and we feed it one way or another. And part of that feeding it, I think, is what, you know, we could do for peace. We don't realize that, well, the next thing Dr. Day and I were going to talk about was about the three cities, right? So you have London, which is about the banking, so the currency for the world, and the Vatican for the spiritual, supposedly, connection, and Washington, D.C. for the military. So this whole country's purpose has been to go to war. And we give armaments to whoever we want to make our enemy and force them into fighting us because the banks need this. And we get into child sacrifice. This is how they fuel these things, these dark energies, like I've told you about Jesse Sobodar and others that have come out of this system and know so much about it. So there again, it's something that's not seen, and we think the base is money, but actually the currency, the money, comes from these dark behaviors because it's not honest, it's not legitimate, and they have to keep negative energy going all the time, so we'll be at war. And, you know, I wanted to add in here, I was going to do it a couple different weeks, talking about Ingrid Castle's show on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central for 2 hours. And she's so professional about it all. She had me on one time, and we talked about cayenne and comfrey and a few things. But she's just so good at it. It has many, many guests. But three things fairly recently with guests and with her own research. And the one about caffeine. I know we sell coffee here, and everybody loves it. And I was noticing on the radio shows, Christian radio shows, that they would talk about coffee a lot too. But we've really been hoodwinked with it. And where I really picked up on it from was Johnny Delirious, that had been here at RBN. And he did the hair metal analysis. And I never got that done. But he said the prerequisite before you even send any in to have it tested, you have to stop drinking coffee and get it out of your system, because it increases the cortisol through your system and does a lot of damage with the adrenals. And now a lot of people have experienced adrenal fatigue and everything. So it's kind of one of the tricks. And then another one is citric acid. We're finding it almost anything that's processed. It's even in my vitamin C. The last item, it says citric acid. And I don't know, I have it right here in front of me, but it comes from like fungi from GMO beets. And, you know, you would think it would be from citrus products to preserve the freshness or whatever. It just sounds good, right? But no, it's another trick. And there was a third one, and I'm not looking for the right thing where it is right now, I guess. But last night, I also want to say about Ingrid's wonderful, Jenna, her guest host that fills in many times, and Ingrid even just gives her show over to Jenna if she has a possibility of being able to have certain guests on at that time. And last night was Hans Utter. And if you don't know about Hans Utter, U-T-T-E-R, he's a musician and just all-around really interesting fella. So, That was really a good show. I got to get in there and hog too much time, but I just really appreciate his work and Jenna's and Ingrid's. And, vitamin D3. Okay, I got my little note thing here open. That was the third thing that I wanted to say about learning from Ingrid, is how it's another trick. Because it's actually rodenticide. And over time, you get weakened bones. It's supposed to be strengthening your bones. So you get sunshine. No, don't take, you know, it's become clear to me that the alternative and the independent and the homeopathic and stuff, they want to prescribe supplements, right? And I just remembered Dr. Day in one of her live Bible studies looking up at the camera and saying about supplements, someone had asked a question. And she said, they don't grow in the garden, do they? So it's kind of like just another side of like allopathic medicine and its drugs and pharma. This is a sneaky way of getting poisons into us without our realizing that's what they're doing. But they do that just continually. And so her shoulder, the guest medicine girl, and I don't have her name in front of me, that Ingrid had on for her guest, I guess it was last week, told about this. And her son at the skateboard rink, skateboard park, had fallen and his shoulder cracked and broke. You know, at 16 maybe? I mean, it's just really disheartening. And this was really good too. And there's a video that, I'll put that up, where this medicine girl is interviewing Jim Stephenson Jr., the vitamin D double cross. And it's just another one of these things where they trick us. But to get back to the way they trick us into war, and we're the war people, right? Tesla had, accused of the death ray and whatnot. And so I'm going to get Sam to play this video in a minute. It's about half, the second half of this one video by True Stream Media. And I agree with Jeff Brentz. He said Melissa is a national treasure. Her voice and her scripts and her films, her videos, they're just so good. They're so rich. Well, she had a little bit of a sore throat. She said she was having a really hard time getting over when she did this one. But I think you'll enjoy hearing here about Tesla. So, Sam, if you want to get that started, I don't know if we'll get it all in before the break, but we can try. Am I being heard? Oh.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying other low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
I think we're back now, and I got a little discombobulated there, so I'm not sure what all came through, but after the bottom of the hour, we'll start this clip with Melissa Dykes, Melissa Melton she was, and I guess you heard me saying how Jeff Prince called her a national treasure, and with great passion he said that, and I really agree with him. Her videos are so good, and the way she puts them together, and the script, and her voice, but I don't know if you heard me say, she says in here that she had a sore throat and had a hard time getting over it. And but when we do get to that, we'll come in about halfway into the video. So I'll post that in the chat so you people can see that. And it's called, Why Was Tesla Building a Death Ray? And you'll see as she discusses this, that this is kind of more propaganda. Because what he was doing... And I don't think I'm really giving it away, but just listen for what she has to say here and look at it then when you get a chance. But he wasn't doing that at all. You know, things he had discovered, apparently, we're not ready for, clearly. Okay? But what he was designing that he wanted countries to use was like a barrier around their borders that would electronically just shut down all their weaponry. So if each country had that, I mean, it's like building a fence, you know? Not a bad idea at all. And I guess a dome or whatever, I think she mentions, I think it was a TV program that had something sort of similar, but I think they made it scary. And then after that, we're going to talk about what happened in Russia and the Baltic Sea, that where they actually used this kind of technology, and we barely heard anything about it. Even in the independent alternative media, there was a little, but nothing in the mainstream media, how this was used and worked quite well. So, and I'm going to get that from Sorcha Fall. I'm going to read some of what she had told us about this back at the time, and it was over 2 years, and it was interesting because it was 2014 when they were trying to start up all this attacking Ukraine, you know, on their schedule. And when I saw all the different things that took place in 2014, you know, that's when they dropped the flat earth stuff. And you don't see them telling you you shouldn't listen to that, right? So they want people to muddy their minds, right? And when people tell me about this, I'll ask them, well, how many videos did you watch? Because this is self-hypnosis. The subliminal mind can't refuse what you feed into it. And they even, the three main characters, Mark, or I think his name's Mark Sargent, and Patricia Steele, well, not her real name, and a Jewess. And one of the people say is a friend of theirs, David Weiss. Of course, he is Jewish, and he admitted to being paid. And he said that the way they, on flat earth, he was asked about, well, how can they get to Australia if the earth is flat? It's a lot farther to go. And he even said more recently that the paint they use is they turn it up, they go faster. They go almost twice as fast. That's how come they can get there as soon as they do, where with curvature is how they get there and the amount of time they actually do. So, you know, you got to be on guard all the time. I mean, the Q stuff too, there was a lot to learn from that. And I read that and I thought it was very curious how the media was so down on that. Why? Well, they were revealing all about this child trafficking, the satanic stuff they do, and the hidden things. So there was a lot to learn there. But then they would try to smear, like, Germany and say that Antifa was like Nazism. And, well, on a call into Robert's show, I said, nope. Antifa, and they had been bragging there recently in the Forward magazine, Antifa was started by Jews in 1932. So this is just an extension. So they have the funding. And that's what they do. And my clock's set a little fast. Just to add to the fun. But we're going to be talking some about that too. The child trafficking. Because it's so far out of control. What happened to the 2,000 children in Lahaina? First they said, oh, the buses were gone. And they found the buses by a military base. But still no record of the children. What happened to them? Well, you can probably guess. Yeah. Because they just can't get enough. They're addicted to doing these satanic rituals because it gives them power. I mean, when people say about Hildebeest and, oh, well, why wouldn't you put in jail? Why not this? Because they're gaining power from all this negative energy that we kind of ignore. So we're going to go to break and be back in about 3 minutes. Thank you.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure! And the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sam, if you want to start that video, we'll listen to what Melissa has to say.
Everywhere I see this quoted, when I spoke of future warfare, I meant that it would be conducted by direct application of electrical waves without the use of aerial engines or other implements of destruction. I mean, I guess he could have been saying warfare there, but the original printing of this and every other place I've seen it printed from 1908 says welfare. He says future welfare. So I don't know. But listen to this letter. He says, from a report of your issue of March 11th, which escaped my attention, I noticed some remarks I made on the occasion referred to have been misunderstood. Allow me to make a correction. When I spoke of future welfare, I meant that it would be conducted by direct application of electrical waves without the use of aerial engines or other implements of destruction. This means, as I pointed out, would be ideal, for not only would the energy of war require no effort for the maintenance of its potentiality, but it would be productive in times of peace. This is not a dream. Even now, wireless power plants could be constructed by which any region of the globe might be rendered uninhabitable without subjecting the population of other parts to serious danger or inconvenience. What I said in regard to the greatest achievement of the man of science whose mind is bent upon the mastery of the physical universe was nothing more than what I stated in one of my unpublished addresses, from which I quote, according to an adopted theory, every ponderable atom is differentiated from a tenuous fluid filling all space merely by spinning motion, as a whirl of water in a calm lake. By being set in movement, this fluid, the ether, becomes gross matter. Its movement arrested, the primary substance reverts to its normal state. And I think that's interesting, too, because the word ether was removed from the scientific vernacular at the beginning of the 20th century, and we don't really have a word to describe that idea now anymore. Anyway, he continues, It appears then possible for man through harnessed energy of the medium and suitable agencies for starting and stopping ether whirls to cause matter to form and disappear. At his command, almost without effort on his part, old worlds would vanish and new ones would spring into being. He could alter the size of this planet, control its seasons, adjust its distance from the sun, guide it on its eternal journey along any path he might choose through the depths of the universe. He could make planets collide and produce his suns and stars, his heat and light. He could originate life in all its infinite forms. To cause at will the birth and death of matter would be man's grandest deed, which would give him the mastery of physical creation, make him fulfill his ultimate destiny. Nothing could be further from my thought than to call wireless telephony around the world the greatest achievement of humanity as reported. This is a feat which, however stupefying, can be readily performed by any expert. I have myself constructed a plant for this very purpose. The wireless wonders are only seeming, not results of exceptional skill as popularly believed. The truth is, the electrician has been put in possession of a veritable lamp of Aladdin. All he has to do is rub it. Now to rub the lamp of Aladdin is no achievement. If you're desirous of hastening the accomplishment of still greater and further reaching wonders, you can do no better than by emphatically opposing any measure tending to interfere with the free commercial exploitation of water power and the wireless art. So absolutely does human progress depend on the development of these that the smallest impediment, particularly through the legislative bodies of this country, may set back civilization and the cause of peace for centuries. Nikola Tesla, New York, April 19, 1908. So Tesla's free energy ideas were defunded by people like J.P. Morgan, who supposedly wasn't interested unless he could find a place to put a meter on it, you know, to charge people. And certainly any ideas that would literally physically stop modern warfare from being able to be effectively fought would get shut down by similar powerful interests. But what happened to the things that he was working on? Where did this technology really go? When we first got together, Aaron showed me a 2004 PBS documentary about Tesla called Tesla, Master of Lightning.
His name was Nikola Tesla, and he was the Master of Lightning.
And in the last part, they start talking about HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program up in Alaska.
The HARP project evolved from a patent filed in 1987. In which Tesla's work is referenced. It proposed using the ionosphere like an enormous electrical circuit to transmit power around the planet.
And there's a guy on there who says that, it can't be used to control the weather, ha ha ha.
Tesla proposed that it might be possible to modify the weather by using radio waves. I believe that this is impossible.
Well, back in 2014, we did a report on the fact that you had David Walker, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Science, Technology, and Engineering, testifying at an appropriations subcommittee hearing where he just very matter-of-factly states that the Air Force took over from the Navy and that they are managing the ionosphere, which is what HARP was really designed to do.
I wanted to ask a couple questions here about HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Several of you at the table have a little bit of a piece here. As you know, this is located up in Alaska. It's currently funded by the Air Force Research Lab. It was formerly funded by the Office of Naval Research. One of the prime customers is DARPA.
Thank you, Senator. The Air Force has gotten great value out of HARP in the past. We took it over from the Navy and managed it and actually did a number of experiment campaigns up there and have finished our work that we're interested in doing up there. We've moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HARP was really designed to do, was to inject energy into the ionosphere to be able to actually control it.
And he just said it just like that. And it's just weird because after years of claims that it couldn't be used that way and that anyone who said that otherwise was a crazy conspiracy theorist, there you go. They're just straight admitting it.
Microwave technology has already made it possible to transmit wireless power with the use of satellites.
Which leads me to wonder about the other claims in the documentary, because right after that part, you have this claim about what can be done with energy and satellites.
You have to create a pipeline. That's very expensive. So we said, all right, let's go into Alaska create microwaves from the natural gas, send them to a satellite at a particular geosynchronous orbit, put a reflector there, and send it to Japan. And in Japan now, you get the rectenna, which transforms these microwaves into 60 hertz, and you get electricity.
And we know that there are modern Tesla Tower experiments going on, like the one that's been built in recent years just south of Dallas, which we covered a few years back.
Mel's just really good at that. She came across a Reddit conspiracy forum, people talking about this Milford Tower, and some of them were saying it looked like a Tesla Tower. Other people were saying, no, no, that's a Texas oil drilling well, and they just have a strange cover on it to kind of take attention away from it. Well, that seems strange since it completely draws attention to it. It made us pull over off the side of the road. Other people had to be wondering what it is, too. And then Mel found the company that was operating the tower called Visiv Technologies, and then it became apparent by looking on their pages that this was a very interesting piece of high technology.
So you had multiple countries working on energy beam and particle beam technologies back in the 1930s. That's almost 100 years ago now, and that's on record.
And even today, after decades of investment and research, scientists still disagree on whether beam weapons are realistic.
That's all I'm really at liberty to say, is that a considerable amount of effort has taken place in the United States and in a number of other countries trying to get these things up to a real weaponizable status. Let me stop at that point.
It's been almost a century, and here we are. We're still living in this paradigm of war for oil and energy scarcity and claims that climate change requires all this huge increase in rare earth mineral mining and changing our behaviors and how we live and transportation and what we eat and all this stuff. And you know, energy is just used time and time and time again to shape and control society and all of us living in it. But is it the reality, or just the one we're being artificially held in? And I think that's a fair question to ask. I don't think that's crazy to ask that when you think about the fact that some people who were considered geniuses were working on this well over 100 years ago. But then my mind automatically flips around to, well, ever since especially the turn of the 21st century and 9/11, we've been living in a more and more dystopic society, which is based on increasingly more and more control and results in less and less trust in our institutions, in our governments. This letter to the editor from 1908, is there any corporation or government or international body or anybody that you could think of that you would want to give that kind of power to? I mean, especially now we live in a post-COVID era, so that was an extremely high control situation where lots of boundaries of power were way overstepped in ways that are just egregious. And so trust from society into our institutions and even a lot of our scientific institutions took a huge nosedive. It's not a time for unleashing godlike or demigodlike powers at all. I mean, this over here that he's talking about in 1908 sounds like a recipe for an absolute nightmare. I can't think of anybody who should be wielding that kind of power. That's insane. So it isn't hard to imagine that maybe Tesla realized that the power, the gravity of what he had discovered and was just too much. Maybe he came to the conclusion that there's just not a single institution on Earth that should ever get their hands on it, because it could easily destroy humanity altogether, or at the very least be used to hold the world hostage. There are people who talk about and write about, and I've seen some very convincing information having to do with secret science programs, secret space programs, breakaway civilization stuff that's going on. There are closed cities that we have, even in this country, we have closed cities that no one comes in or out of there. We don't know what's going on in there. There's underground facilities. We don't know what's going on in there. I mean, who knows? And then there's another take that says they're bluffing and that they don't have all this crazy stuff. And it's just this huge PR campaign bluff to make it seem like they have a bunch of crazy stuff they don't really have. I don't know where I lie on that spectrum. I've seen some pretty interesting, but I don't know. I wonder all the time because I don't think we've left the need to know basis that we started going under, at least since World War II. I don't think we're told things a lot of the time. I know, like I said in a previous video, we live in a world where patents are put under secrecy orders if they threaten, quote, national security, and that can mean all kinds of things. And in some cases in the past, it has come out that some of the things that they were putting under secrecy orders would have improved energy efficiency by leaps and bounds at a time when they didn't want to. They were putting secrecy orders on highly efficient solar panels. So at a time when there was an energy crisis. So they've done it before. And it leads to further questions about this stuff. But whatever Tesla was working on, maybe he decided it was too dangerous for people to have. You know, one more thing I wanted to add. It's interesting that the government had hired an MIT expert on high voltage physics to spend a few days going through Tesla's papers after he died to try to determine if the death ray was possible. And based on what was there for him to read, he supposedly determined that it was all mostly philosophical and speculative, and that Tesla was just doing a lot of it to promote himself as a scientist, but that there were no real sound workable principles or methods in his papers, which the government obviously agreed with him. And that is why they turned right around and launched a heavily funded top secret military project to create a death ray. But word also came out that Tesla had left behind one more package in a vault at a hotel a couple blocks away from the New Yorker where he had previously lived, which supposedly contained a prototype of his death ray. So the MIT physicists went there, and inside the vault, they found a small cabinet covered in brown paper. And the hotel manager reportedly handed this physicist a note written by Tesla claiming that not only was there a prototype inside that was worth $10,000, but that it was booby-trapped, rigged to detonate if the parcel was opened incorrectly. So everyone else ran out of the room because they didn't know if this thing was going to blow up. And the physicist tore the paper off, and inside he found a Wheatstone bridge, an old-timey electrical circuit used to measure an unknown electrical resistance. I think most people would agree Nikola Tesla was a pretty smart guy. So what message do you think he left behind in this seeming practical joke? History, by the way, claims that the papers on Tesla's death beam were never found.
This guy did change the world.
I think that's it.
A lot of what he did was weaponized.
Thank you, Sam.
Maybe it's not too late, though.
Sam, I think we're done. You kind of got to see. They're at Wardenclyffe, and part of their road trip, they always put different parts from their road trips in their videos, and pretty interesting. But what I became really interested in then was, well, what else happened over there in 2014 in the Baltic Sea? I was calling it the Black Sea, but maybe I read that somewhere. And like I said, I found an article by Saoirse Fall, because you're not going to find it anywhere else. And I had read this before, and it's pretty interesting. And I'll start reading some now and see if we get to the top of the hour or not. So April 14, 2016, destroyed U.S. warship Donald Cook in Baltic Sea refuses Russian offer of help. Now by Saoirse Fall, a new classified Ministry of Defense report circulating in the Kremlin today states that for the second time in 2 years, advanced Federation electronic warfare defenses have crippled the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Donald Cook. And when Baltic Fleet Special Forces elements offered assistance to tow them back to their Polish port, the Americans refused to respond. Okay, so this was the second time in 2016. I had only known about the 2014. According to this report, in April 2014, the USS Donald Cook while performing a mission in the Black Sea, okay, I did get that right, substantially violated Federation territorial integrity, causing President Putin to authorize an electronic warfare defense attack against it that was so devastating, this top-line warship was left adrift. And once towed back to its Romanian port, its American sailors were so demoralized, 27 of them filed immediate letters of resignation from the U.S. Navy. 1 year later, in May 2015, this report continues, and again in the Black Sea, the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Ross substantially violated Federation territorial integrity, causing President Putin once again to authorize an electronic warfare defense attack against it. But when confronted with the fate that befell the USS Donald Cook the year prior, it retreated, causing one Russian top-level naval officer to state, it seems that the Americans did not forget the April 2014 incident when one SU-24 actually shut down all equipment on the new USS Donald Cook American destroyer with anti-missile system elements. In March 2015, too, this report notes, Federation submarine naval forces attacked with their advanced electronic weapons the American aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, causing it to flee to the coast of Britain, where it remained for weeks to the amazement of the public until it was repaired and able to get under sail again. And as we had told about in our report titled Terrified U.S. Aircraft Carrier Flees from Russian Subs to U.K. Safety. Okay, let me scroll down here with the rest of this. Whoops. Still missing part of it. Hang on. where'd I quit here? Okay, I lost my place. Hang on a second. Okay, safety. This week's attack encounter of Federation forces with the USS Donald Cook. This report details began when this American warship began an aggressive combat maneuver against the Baltic Sea fleet port in Kaliningrad, to which President Putin authorized another immediate electronic warfare defense against. Russia's electronic warfare defense measures, as we've previously reported on, are based on what is called Magrav technology, and in parentheses, Western code name Khibini, Khibiny, developed by Iranian-born nuclear engineer Mehran Keshi, Mehran Keshi, called a modern-day Nikola Tesla, who in a 2012 personal letter to President Obama warned the aircraft carriers of the U.S. will become nothing but floating bathtubs if our Magrav technology is used effectively. And the runways full of F-16s and 18s and so on will be rolling, will be nothing but runway museums of iron birds, as these craft will not be able to fly if their electronic systems are once touched by Magrav's space technology. These crafts and battleships would have to be rewired from A to Z before they can ever operate again. And according to Ministry of Defense experts in this report, this past Monday's 11 April, that was, of 2016, I guess, attack assault upon the Federation's territorial integrity by the USS Donald Cook can be considered as a test by the Americans of their rewired warship, but which after Federation Sukhoi, SU-24, deployed their electronic warfare defense against it, this craft died a quick electronic death. On Tuesday, 12 April, this report continues, a Baltic Sea Fleet KA-27 Helix helicopter made at least 7 flights over the deck of the disabled USS Donald Cook, hailing its crew, offering towing assistance. But when small caliber arms were pointed towards it, Federation commanders ordered 2 SU-24 jets to make a further 11 close-range and low-altitude passes over this warship, after which no further American belligerence was observed. This report concludes by noting the statement of White House spokesman Josh Earnest, who said, "This incident is entirely inconsistent with the professional norms of militaries operating in proximity to each other in international water and international airspace." To which the Ministry of Defense in Russia replied, "Frankly speaking, we do not understand the reason for such a painful reaction of our American colleagues. The principle of freedom of navigation for the U.S. destroyer, which is staying in close proximity to a Russian naval base in the Baltic Sea, does not at all not cancel the principle of freedom of flight for Russian aircraft." And so that was the end of that piece. And as you can see, they were using something like Tesla, like he was called. And I really followed Keshe there for quite a while. And, you know, someone had told me I had to, you know, join their group and all this stuff. And I was just fascinated by it all. And but then it's plasma, too, they use. And they were getting everyone to take copper wire and carefully bend it around in a circle, flat circle. Reminded me of the mosquito, New Jersey state bird at the drive-in movies. But so this ring of copper wire. Okay, well, we'll pick up on the other side about a little more of this. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.